Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
WWE responds to Jordan Miles, Becky Lynch responds to Jim Ross, and Seth Rollins responds like this. For Monday, October 28th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast.
No matter what you put in front of me, I will deliver like the postman on Monday morning. And that is guaranteed because Jordan Miles goes the distance, and that's super.
Now, there's been a lot of talk in the last 24 hours about Jordan Miles. In particular, a piece of Jordan Miles merchandise that went on sale for a few weeks on the official WWE shop and was very quickly recalled again. Yesterday afternoon, Jordan Miles tweeted out a picture of the t-shirt in question. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's a black t-shirt with dark red lips and the words Jordan Miles as the teeth inside the lips. And he said they will regret making this. Now, a lot of discussion on representation and the iconography that image of the red lips and the white teeth sort of conjures up. And Jordan Miles tweeted the t-shirt again later on, saying, "I will keep posting this till my voice is heard. I am not sorry for anything I say or do. Representation is important. If this is Vince McMahon and Triple H's vision of me, then this is a slap in the face to every African-American performer, fan, and supporter." Now, when the discussion turned to the fact that the shirt had been replaced, one or two people tweeted Jordan to say, "Hang on, this t-shirt's not available anymore. What's the problem?" Those tweets have since been deleted, and Jordan responded to them saying, "Does it matter if the shirt was replaced? The fact that it even made the first one overshadows anything till we get what we deserve." WWE have now released a statement regarding the t-shirt, and it says the following: "Albert Hardy Jr., aka Jordan Miles, approved this t-shirt for sale. As always, we work collaboratively with all of our performers to develop logos and merchandise designs and get their input and approval before proceeding. This was the same process with Albert, and we responded swiftly once he later requested that the logo / t-shirt be redesigned. No t-shirts were sold." But the concern here that Jordan Miles and many others have stated is that the fact that this t-shirt was even considered to begin with, the fact that the t-shirt even made it to the shop, even though, as they have said, it was briefly and none were sold, the fact that it even got that far is of a great concern. And I think there'll be more dialogue about this in the days to come. But how did this t-shirt come to live anyway? And also, why are there so many? I mean, here's the thing with the t-shirt. It's that there is a lot to be said regarding representation for it. But the other thing is, and I'm sure Jordan Miles will agree, I'm sure many will agree, the other thing is, it's a crap t-shirt. Like, it's a boring design. There was one which I saw shared that was made by a fan of Jordan Miles, which was superb. And that was the kind of t-shirt that should have been in the shop. This was, among other things, as well as being tone deaf, this was also a crap t-shirt. Bryan Alvarez sheds a little light on why this might have happened, and also sheds a little light on why there are so many crap t-shirts for NXT and WWE guys on WWE Shop. Bryan Alvarez says, "I don't want to bury the graphic design department. This is not a defense of the Jordan Miles shirt. This is why there is so many bad shirts. This jump of NXT to USA was very rushed. AEW Dynamite ended up being on a Wednesday, and in a short period of time, WWE rushed to make a Wednesday night NXT deal. This is why those first 2 weeks you had an hour on the USA, then an hour on the network, because they were finishing up other commitments. This is how rushed this deal was. So as well as the show being rushed, they had to rush to design 30 shirts, get them to a printer, get them printed out, and get them to market. It was a total rush turnaround job, and a lot of these shirts absolutely suck. That's the reason so many bad t-shirts came to market recently, because they were rushing to get them done." And as Brian says, this is not a defense of the Jordan Miles t-shirt. When we know more here at Cultaholic, you will know more too.
Tonight I stand here to say you can overcome. Do not run from them. Do not hide from them. Accept who you are. I accept who I am. I'm Shorty Gable. Actually, let's shorten that up. I'm Shorty G.
How can you not love that? What an inspirational speech by Shorty G here tonight on SmackDown.
Shorty G, yeah, it's a tough one to swallow, that, isn't it? Instead of just focusing on him being an incredible wrestler, they have made him look like a small basketball player. I was very confused by that on Friday Night SmackDown. It was good to see Shorty G in the main event. It was good to see Chad Gable in the main event. I don't know if I want him dressed as a basketball player, though. But hey, that's beside the point. Chad Gable's been chatting to Sports Illustrated about becoming Shorty G, and he says the following. He says, "The key is to take advantage when given the opportunity. Right now, before I went out last week to do the Shorty G promo, Bruce Pritchard told me to make it my own and feel it. That promo, I felt it very deeply. The height thing is a message about overcoming whatever people believe are your shortcomings. Everybody can identify with that. That's an area Chad Gable, up to this point, has been missing. Now you know what he stands for and what he means. Last Friday was the very first step in that process, and it's only going to get bigger." So Becky Lynch has responded to JR's comments about Seth Rollins. So this all started on a brand new episode of Grilling JR, where Jim Ross was responding. It's a whole responding chain. Jim Ross was responding to Seth Rollins' comments about Kenny Omega and wrestling in the minor leagues. Seth Rollins, referring to AEW as the minor leagues, lit a fire under Jim Ross, and Jim Ross made a comment talking about how Seth Rollins is feeling the pressure, and he says maybe someday he'll be as over as his girlfriend. So now Becky Lynch has responded to this comment and said the following. "Nothing but respect, JR. You're an amazing announcer. So go down to the locker room and announce that I would whoop your whole women's division any day of the week and twice on Sundays."
The London 2012 Olympic bronze medalist on the Soul Cracker, on the London 2012 Olympic bronze medalist on the Soul Cracker, on the jaw jacket, I am their governor, Anthony Ogogo.
You think you're tough, huh, Gogo? You know what? How about you punch me in the face then, because you're not man enough, bitch boy, huh?
Come on, punch me in the face, you Gogo, huh? Do it! You're not man enough! Do it! You bum! What? You're scared! You're scared because you're in my world now, boy! What? As I was saying, I am Anthony Ogogo, the governor of AEW, and Mr. Maxwell Jacob Friedland, I'll be seeing you on Wednesday night.
Former pro boxer Anthony Ogogo right there. getting amongst it with the MJF at Southside Wrestling this weekend. Anthony Ogogo it's been a weird year for Anthony Ogogo. He's been forced to retire now from boxing as a result of an eye injury that just wasn't healing right. So he's moved from boxing into the world of wrestling. We briefly saw him doing his thing back in April on an episode of Being the Elite. And as you can hear from that clip just then, he is now All Elite himself. He is officially signed with AEW. He's an Olympic bronze medal boxing champion. And you know what? A lot of upside. He's got a strong look, a strong presence. Good right hand as well. Incredible right hand on Anthony Ogogo. Kind of feel like he's going to be playing this wrestling game a lot longer than Tyson Fury will. So good luck to Anthony Ogogo in AEW. We welcome back JoJo to WWE tonight. JoJo Offerman is in St. Louis for Monday Night Raw this evening. This is the first time JoJo's been back on the road since giving birth to her first child with her partner WWE's Bray Wyatt. JoJo's actually been with the WWE since 2013, and she did a series of Total Divas, and she did some time as a pro wrestler, but she's really found a calling as an announcer, and it'd be nice to hear her back announcing on WWE this evening. Also tonight on Raw, we're going to see a rematch between Ricochet and Drew McIntyre. Kind of felt like Ricochet came incredibly close to beating Big Drew last time, and it felt sad that Ricochet had to eat a loss to Drew McIntyre. They're doing that all again ahead of this Thursday's Crown Jewel event. They'll be on opposite sides of Team Hogan and Team Flair when they all go to Saudi Arabia later on. Also, we're going to see Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair on Monday Night Raw tonight's final push ahead of Crown Jewel, and we're getting a segment which I believe is a divorce court segment around Rusev, Lana, and Bobby Lashley. So it's going to be a mixed bag on WWE graded tomorrow. I'm intrigued to see what Mr. Pacitti makes of it. Following the brawl from last week on AEW, an incredible fight out of that skybox and around the venue, we are going to see a contract signing for the AEW Championship between Chris Jericho and Cody on this Wednesday's Dynamite. Obviously, that match between them goes down at Full Gear on November the 9th. I love a contract signing in wrestling. Very few of them end amicably, do they? Also, on Dynamite this week, we're going to see a six-man match. Kenny Omega teams with the Young Bucks to take on Kip Sabian and Hybrid 2, Jack Evans and Angelico. Also, we're going to see Hangman Page taking on Inner Circle Sammy Guevara, looking like a packed AEW show for Wednesday night. Lance Archer was chatting to Busted Open Radio about becoming the IWGP United States Champion. He defeated Juice Robinson for the vacant title. John Moxley couldn't get to the show as a result of that huge typhoon that rocked Japan just a few weeks ago. So as a result, he was stripped of the belt. They're very strict with their champions in New Japan. If you can't make the defense, then that's it. You've lost the belt. We'll have it back. Archer spoke to Busted Open Radio about the match and when he found out he was being given the title. He said, "I was flying into a typhoon and didn't know what was going on when I got to Japan. Like everybody, we all had some crazy travel issues, and I literally landed at 2 p.m. on the day of the show, and the show started at 5. I didn't find out anything until I got there as far as the match and all of that was concerned." So imagine landing for that show and within 15 minutes of you being in the building, finding out, oh, not only you're in the main event now, oh, also you're winning the US Championship. He's in a great position now, is Lance Archer. As this time last week, New Japan announced some big plans to set up an American subsidiary. Now Lance Archer could very well be one of the big players in that US subsidiary as the US Champion. And finally, Seth Rollins made a trip to the new Cirque du Soleil show, and the WWE cameras went along with him. This is a clip from Seth visiting the Torture Chamber cast. This is part of the show where the sword swallowers live. It's not just sword swallowers. It's people that, you know, they can push bits of metal through their nose and out of their mouth. They can lift weights with their eyelids and stuff like that. It's just like real, like, human curiosity stuff. I wanted to put this in because I think it's just fun to listen to all the weird noises that come out of Seth Rollins as he watches these sword swallowers and these metal pushers in action.
Hey guys.
Oh my goodness. That is terrifying. What's going on, guys?
Hang out with us today.
I've never seen that up close and personal. So how does that feel?
Pretty intense.
How do you
push past the heart and lungs? Let's see what he can do with his eye sockets.
Oh no.
I gotta practice a little bit.
No. Come on now.
Oh boy. And it's gonna pass entirely through his skull.
No, you don't. No, brother.
Walk around a little bit.
I feel like I'm gonna pull your head off your shoulders.
It can be very difficult for Seth Rollins to tweet some of those words. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily News podcast on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. Find out what happened to every wrestler who competed at the WWF Invasion pay-per-view. Some have gone on to do some really weird and wonderful things. On the Cultaholic podcast, a brand new episode of Wrestling Curiosities devoted to the life and times of the first Irish wrestling superstar, Dano Omani. That is on the podcast for you right now. And at Cultaholic.com, you can read 2K Games' latest statement about WWE 2K20. The video game came out less than a week ago, and hashtag fix WWE 2K20 trended worldwide. They had to acknowledge it, and that's what they've done. Find out what they said at Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.